We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Europe struggles with a migrant crisis. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Luke Wilson, in for Leanna Byrne. Thanks for being with us. The island of Lampedusa, which is off the south coast of Italy, has seen thousands of migrants arrive in the last week. They've made the short journey from North Africa in small boats to try and escape political instability and economic hardship. Italy's Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, says the situation is unsustainable and is calling on the European Union to take action. The BBC's Katia Adler reports.
In the EU, there are few topics more divisive than migration. Over the last week alone, 8,000 migrants have landed on the tiny Italian island of Lampedusa, crossing over from Tunisia, outnumbering and overwhelming local residents. Italy's Prime Minister is on the defensive. She made stopping people smugglers' boats a key pledge to voters. Standing next to the European Commission President on Lampedusa, Giorgia Meloni was eager to paint this as a European, not an Italian problem.
These are the borders of Italy, for sure, but they are equally the borders of Europe. At stake, there is the future that Europe wants to set for itself, because the future of Europe depends on its ability to tackle challenges of our time, and the challenge of illegal immigration is for sure one of them.
The number of irregular arrivals to Italy has almost doubled this year compared to last, with 126,000 crossings so far. The EU Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, said the EU accepted joint responsibility.
Irregular migration is a European challenge and it needs a European answer. So we are in this together.
Ms. von der Leyen presented a 10-point plan, including a possible new EU naval mission in the Mediterranean, faster repatriation of people whose asylum claims have been rejected, and humanitarian corridors for legal arrivals. But as long as global inequality persists, along with war and persecution, Europe's migration conundrum is not one that will easily be solved.
The BBC's Katia Adler. Let's do the numbers. Oil prices are continuing their three-week run of gains after Saudi Arabia and Russia said supply cuts will stay in place to the end of the year. A barrel of Brent crude is trading at close to $95, up around 7/10. Elsewhere, European stocks have opened down slightly as investors wait for interest rate decisions this week by the Fed, the Bank of England and the Bank of Japan. Staying with Japan, and the country's prime minister says he wants to advance women in politics after being criticised for appointing no women to junior ministerial roles in the latest government reshuffle, despite there being 54 jobs available. Here's the BBC's Will Leonardo.
This comes off the back of the Prime Minister Fumio Kishida announcing that he'd appointed five women to cabinet positions. That's a joint record. But a closer look showed that in the process he'd also eliminated all women from these junior posts. That's 54 posts. Before, there were 11. It's kind of symbolic of Japanese politics, really, which has one of the lowest representations of women in the world. But if you look at these posts, they're a stepping stone for a lot of younger generational Japanese politicians and MPs to get a taste of what it's like being in government. It was very much clear that they approached some women to do this, but some said they weren't willing to take up the post at this time.
The BBC's Will Leonardo there. Gold has long been a safe bet for storing money, and with a gloomy outlook for the global economy, prices have been rising again this year, hovering around all-time highs of $2,000 an ounce. Marketplace Morning Report host Leanna Byrne has been to visit one jeweller who's seen demand soar.
They say when the economy is looking uncertain, put your money in gold.
Because they saw how much it rose, it made people aware of how much money they can make in gold.
That's Rishi Dunga, who runs DD Jewellers with his family. The Jewellers is in Sparkhill, an inner city area in Birmingham, England, known for its South Asian community. And through one of those double door systems you find in banks is lots of shiny gold bangles, necklaces, earrings, and a lot more.
We sell a lot of bridal jewellery for Asian weddings, so a set of bangles of 6 to 8 bangles there might weigh about 100 grams, but then alongside that, they need to buy a necklace for the bride as well. It's a big investment.
Because the idea is that it's going to cost a certain amount now, but in the future, that price is going to rise.
Exactly. Typically what people do, they sell it for either a house deposit or an investment, or they'll sell it for the children's future.
And so if I wanted to buy 6 bangles and a necklace and maybe a pair of earrings there, how much would that set me back?
You'd be looking 10,000.
It's even before they've paid for the wedding.
Exactly, exactly. It's expensive being Asian.
Do you ever have people trying to come in with fake gold?
Some mother-in-laws have given fake bangles.
Oh, no.
Fake gold, and they found out 10 years later when I've tested it, and there's a whole little drama happening in front of me, but it's brilliant. I just sit there just trying not to smile.
Jewellery isn't the only way you can invest in physical gold. You can even buy gold bars. If you give Rishi $200 a year, he'll store them for you in a safe deposit box because crime is so rife in the community. Of course, I asked to see inside the vault.
Safe deposit vault.
Oh, wow.
So it's all fingerprint entry. We're actually so busy that we only had this side a few months back. We've doubled it because this is just all sold out.
Yeah, so there's two sides to this room. There's vaults all along the two sides. So you only had the left-hand side was full.
That's right, yeah. It's because crime's gone so high now, people were begging us to hold their jewellery.
So it seems that as the price of gold continues to hover at record highs, it's not just traders that are paying attention. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.
That's all from us this morning. I'm Luke Wilson with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.